close your eyes, baby. Follow my heart. Call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away. Back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still. Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we in the still.
You're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, where Dr. Bob Maniello, rocking with the doc, is taking over for one whole hour to bring you back to the 50s. And to donate, we have online, you can go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner at the top that says KX Takeover. And then you can go to the website, kxfmradio.org. Phone and give me a call. Let me know what type of 1950s music you like, because 949-715-5936. So let's get into our 1957 Ford Thunderbird, and let's take a ride back to the history of rock and roll, where we're going to look at something called doo-wop. Doo-wop started in 1940 to 1960s. It's one of the foundations of rock and roll, and it's an evolution of jazz and blues, and that made doo-wop. The origin, of course, is across America. So let's start with a group that you'll remember, and we'll go to looking at a couple of people that are very important, whose name is, of course, Gloria, the Cadillacs.
Gloria, Gloria.
Cadillacs, Gloria from Harlem. So we basically are going to New York, and we're going to spend some time there because the next hits are going to be for birthdays that are dedicated to Anne, Karen, Stuart, and Joanne. And wouldn't they like to donate to kxfmradio.org because they can call at 949-715-5936. And we're going to go to Manhattan now. We're going to see someone who has an angelic voice. Of course, it's Johnny Maestro or Johnny Mastrangelo. He's an Italian boy, just like Dr. Bob from the Bronx. So let's listen to 16 Candles, number 2, 1959. nothing finer than Johnny Maestro and the Chris. And this one, that was a dedication for DJ Michelle Kay. I'm sure she's out there listening to the songs because she loves Johnny Maestro and the Chris. Let's go to Detroit now and look at a sound that's what we call, quote-unquote, a talking bridge. Because if we look at what doo-wop is all about, there are four characteristics that we want to talk about. One is group vocal harmony. That's the best. Nonsense syllables that don't make any sense, but we all know them. Simple beat, a swing beat using the odd beat to keep time, and little or no instrumentation. So simple music, simple lyrics for a simpler time, the 1950s. So let's listen to The Wind by the Diablos from Detroit, Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Carolina girl just texted me and said that she's listening in, and Miss Betty, we miss you, and we're going to play rock and roll for you and for everybody that donates to KXFM on the KXFM Takeover. And basically, get online, give me a call at 949-715-5936, or go to kxfmradio.org, click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover. So let's go back to Harlem again. And we're going to go to 1956 and listen to The Dubs with Could This Be Magic? Loving 1957, made it up to number 23 with that hit. They came back in 1959 with another song called The Chapel of Love. But we are going to just say that we've got to donate and give money to this great, great radio station, because it's human-crafted radio, and it's Dr. Bob rocking with the Doc. We're going back to the 1950s, and you know, give us a call at 949-715-5936. I want to shout out to all the guys from Fordham Prep in the Bronx who have donated to us and believe in the following statement. Number one, rock and roll may be here to stay, but doo-wop never went away. And number two, they rock on. So guys, thank you for donating. Continue to donate, and maybe you'll hear me on the radio some more. So let's go to the next hit by the Dubs, Chapel of Love. Chapel of Dreams, the Dubs, 1959. And I know I said Chapel of Love because that's what 1950 music was all about. Love. Simple times, simple lyrics, simple feelings. It's all about love. So let's go to 1962 now, and we'll go to where the Italians come in. And that's because being Italian from the Bronx, but we're going to go to Jersey City. How about 1962? We're going to go to number 7, Billboard Top 100. A group that initially was known as the Italian Asphalt and Concrete Company. I think that had something to do with Mothers and Fathers Italian Association. And Jersey City, New Jersey is a great place because of, we're going to take this group called the Duprees and take big band sound and doo-wop combo, and that was the key to their success. They're going to do You Belong to Me, that made it up to number 7, the top 100. But remember, 1952... Joe Stafford made that a hit. And the group, of course, had some Italian names. So Tommy Petilla, Joey Vanzano, which is Joey Van. And let's listen to You Belong to Me, the Duprees.
Watch watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. But remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone. When it's wet with rain, just remember to your home again. You belong to me.
Slow dancing, that's what it was all about in 1950s. Just being with the one you love, yearning for the one you love, losing the one you love. Love is all around, just like the Trogs said in their song. But let's look at this. Let's go back to 1956. And we're going to go to a place called New Haven, Connecticut. We're going to go into the basement of a Catholic school, actually St. Bernadette's Catholic School in New Haven, Connecticut. This song made it up to Billboard number 24 and the R&B Billboard, number 3. This is, of course, Fred Parris and the Five Satins with In the Still of the Night.
Show me down. of the night.
Miss Betty.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Great to hear your voice on the radio again.
It's nice to be rocking on once again.
Well, good for you. Well, I sent a donation.
Well, thank you.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Well, you just get everybody out there to donate to KXFMradio.org.
Got it. I'm working on it.
Good.
You take care. Say hello to Connie.
Will do. Love you.
I love you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to 1959. Let's go to a group that is going to record something that really was, I guess, a jazz standard. And so a shout-out to Jeff Taylor, one of the new DJs here at KXFM, and also his wife, Pilar, and Lumpy. We'll get into that later. But let's do this. Let's go to a group called The Flamingos. And Tommy Hunt was the lead, and they came from Chicago, Illinois. And this actually, jazz standard came out from a movie back in 1934 called Dames. And if you remember Joan Blondell, Dick Powell, and Ruby Keeler, you'll remember this song because it made number 11 Billboard and number 3 Billboard's R&B. On the end label, it's I Only Have Eyes for You.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Thank you.
and the Flamingos. I Only Have Eyes for You from Chicago, Illinois. And let's do this. Let's go on to a group that never had a top 40 record on the U.S. Billboard R&B charts. But it's a song that we all love, a song that we were at the street corners on the lamppost singing and trying to emulate as much as we can. Because this one is the Harptones with A Sunday Kind of Love from Manhattan, New York. And Willie Winfield is the lead singer. Let's hear it.
Kind of love, I love to last Saturday night. I'm glad to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square, can't seem to find somebody to care. I want a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover.
My life to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
1953, the Harptones, Willie Winfield, the lead singer, beautiful sound. Never got a top 40 hit. Unbelievable. So let's go to the Harptones one more time. Give them another chance to show how great they are, because they are going to get on the website to kxfmradio.org and look at that banner that says, we've got takeover time and you're going to donate to us. So the Harptones will talk about life is but a dream.
Will you take part?
Stop.
trying to tell you just what you mean to me.
Rocking with the Doc, Dr. Bob Maniello, the guest host for The Takeover, KXFMradio.org. Give us a donation, 949-715-5936. We're rocking and rolling, and let's go to 1967, a number 53 hit on Billboard, 1,000 Miles Away by the Heartbeats, from Jamaica, Queens, New York, Shep Shepherd, and let's take a look, James Shepherd, excuse me. This is the way life is when you're getting a little bit old, but rock and roll never dies. Remember what the doctor's prescription is: a healthy daily dose of 1950s and 1960s. Rock and roll is definitely good for your soul. So let's listen to the Heartbeats.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. My darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. On my knees every day, all I do is pray, baby, just for you. Always want me to. Daddy's coming home soon. It may be on a Sunday morning. It may be on a Tuesday afternoon. My business to get home soon.
Heartbeats. So let's go to a little bit out of the 1950s, but we're going to go to the godfather of doo-wop. That's going to be Mr. Bill Kenny of the Ink Spots. They did the top and bottom format with a lead singer who's the tenor, starts off with the bass reciting in the middle of the song, and they made it history in 1939. And this is going to be My Prayer. And Buck Ram is the writer and manager, and he wrote this for them. 1939, My Prayer.
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day, in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away and your lips close to mine. Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you give, may they still be the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of each day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you give, may they still be the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there at the end of my prayer.
Bill Kenny, the Godfather doo-wop with the Ink Spots, My Prayer. My prayer is that you're listening and you're going to donate to kxfmradio.org. Get on the website, look at the banner that says Take Over, and give us money because this is a great, great radio station. And I think what we'll do is we're going to do a shout-out to Jerry, who happens to be a Fordham Prep alumni of mine, who just gave me an email and said he loves the show, and I love doing it for you guys because the prep is the best, and the guys that were there will love you. So let's go rock and roll, and we'll do some more with the Mellow Kings. How about that? Mount Vernon, New York, on the Herald label. Let's go to Jerry and Bob Scholl, Eddie Quinn, Neil Arena, and Larry Esposito as they do Tonight, Tonight.
Tonight. The thrill of your embrace.
Mel King's 1959. Let's go to 1955. Let's look at two buddies who are Army buddies from Cleveland, Ohio, Harvey Fuqua and Bobby Lester. They had a number one hit in their group, R&B, for 10 weeks in a row. They took their name from Alan Freed's nickname, Moondog. They called themselves the Moon Glows, and this is Sincerely. Let's hear it.
Bottle, 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 bottle,
just emailed me about just 60 years ago of singing across the street from that Italian restaurant, Vinny's, in the Bronx. And it's rock and roll because they never, never go away. I'd like to acknowledge the great people that already donated to us while Dr. Bob was on the air here. And my classmates from Fordham Prep, of course, Jerry, Jenick, and Gerard Wilson, as well as Andy, who happens to be my favorite nephew. And Jeff, who's a favorite friend of mine, and we're rocking and rolling, having a good time. And Miss Betty, thank you very much for your donation, too. Our last song before we end, and Dr. Bob, rocking with the doc, was having a great time. I've loved every second. It's been so long since being away. And, of course, we will rock and roll. The story will be 1955 by Leroy Griffin and the Nutmegs doing Story Untold, number two rock and roll R&B.
Untold of a girl who left me standing. she's been away. I've never had a happy day. I hope and I pray that she'll hear my plea, and maybe someday she'll come back to me. For
just a fool.